Turn to picture number 2. When God made all the things in the world, he saw that all of it was good. Then God said, "We will make man. They will be like us, and they will resemble us." God took some dirt from the ground and made the shape of a man. Then he breathed living breath into the dirt form, and man came alive. Then God planted a beautiful garden called the Garden of Eden and put the man there to live. God called the man Adam. He was looking after the garden. The garden had beautiful trees, plants, good fruits and animals. Then Adam named all the different animals, and God gave Adam power and authority to rule over all the animals. But among all these animals, God did not find a good companion for Adam. God said,
"It is not good for man to live alone."
So God made the man to have a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, God took out of the man's ribs and formed a woman out of the rib and brought her to Adam. Adam called the woman Eve, because she was the mother of all the peoples and human beings. Adam and Eve were very happy in the Garden of Eden. When God made man and woman, they were different from everything else. They were different from the animals and from everything in the garden. God said,
Let us make man the same as us.
So in this way, God made man and woman so that they could talk with God and have fellowship with God. Do you have fellowship with God?
Ha! How can we have fellowship with God? He is a very big person and he lives so far away.
Oh, my friend, you listen some more and I'll tell you how you can have fellowship with God. Yes, it is true. He is a holy God, but we were created to have fellowship with him.